Welcome back. It would have escaped the notice of no one this week that Michael Jackson was back in town and doing everything to live up to his wacko image. He's not been here for a long time, and this was no ordinary visit. On Tuesday, Jackson told the packed student audience of the Oxford Union about his new children's charity, Heal the Kids. With him were two new friends, a rabbi who offers guidance on sex, and the British-based spoon-bending psychic Uri Geller. Skeptics dismissed the whole event as a typical publicity stunt. After all, there were books to be sold, a wedding to attend, and of course, a career to revive. Others detected a new Michael Jackson, prepared to bare his soul about his own troubled childhood, and to somehow reshape his image. So, what's up? What's the truth? Jonathan Maitland has been investigating.
He was once described by Bob Geldof as the most famous man on the planet, God help him. Michael Jackson was helping to publicize a book written by his two friends. Trendy Rabbi Shmuley Bateya with the beard and the psychic Uri Geller, three very surreal musketeers.
Michael, I think Michael automatically managed to create a mystique around him.
But the main reason for his visit was to launch a new children's charity with the help of Rabbi Bateya.
I think it's time that people really knew the truth, that this is not just a good man, this is an inspirational figure that most celebrities should emulate.
But not everyone thinks the star's new charity venture is such a good idea.
He's obviously so sincere about it. One questions whether there's really a need for a charity to encourage parents to hug their kids.
Mention Michael Jackson and people will talk about his love of children, his looks, and his unconventional lifestyle. But there was a time when all he was about was music. What you have to understand about Michael Jackson, say those close to him, is that there's never been a time when he hasn't been famous. He is the child star who never had a childhood. And that, they say, explains a lot. Like the unusual sleeping arrangements. The off-the-wall choice of household pets. And his many other eccentric habits. Michael Jackson is, in short, a tabloid newspaper's dream.